and our gardening expert, Charlie Nardozzi, cool as a cucumber, as always, and here to talk about new types of cucumbers to plant and grow besides the traditional ones, which I love, but there are we can branch out, essentially.
Yes, you can. Everyone loves the slicers and the picklers. You know, there's tons of different varieties. Get some nice disease-resistant ones that are great. But I like the unusual cucumbers in the world. So the first one is the cutest thing in the world. It's called a cucumelon.
Oh, yeah.
The Mexican sour gherkin. This is a cucumber relative. It's a smaller plant. It produces large grape-sized fruits that look like little watermelons, striped like little watermelons. If you harvest them early, they don't have many seeds to them, and they have a little bit of a sour flavor to them. Mm. They are very prolific. Once they get going, they'll produce a ton. So you can try those. Some people put them in drinks. Some people use them in salads. Lots of different things. Great to do with kids.
Yeah.
They're just a fun little vegetable to have. There are the traditional lemon cucumbers, which are an heirloom. They start out like a kind of like a handball size fruit. It starts out white and kind of fades to a little bit of a yellow. You want to get it before it fades too much because, again, it'll have too many seeds. Nice crunchy texture to it, really delicious. There's white ones called the silver slicer, which is another one where you don't even have to peel it. It's so tender, really nice. And then there's a brown skinned cucumbers. Punakira is one, and brown Russian are two different varieties. You can get of those. The brown skin cucumber lasts long in storage. You can keep it in a refrigerator for weeks and not have it rot out for you. So those are fun. If you like trellising things growing up, the Armenian cucumbers are really nice to grow. The striped Armenian ones, you can pick them when they're 8 to 12 inches long. You don't have to peel these either. They like the heat. So if you really want something that's going to like the heat, if you have an unheated greenhouse or a hoop house, this is a good one. And then there's my favorites, the new snackers. The snacking cucumbers or the cocktail cucumbers. You probably see them in grocery stores. These are ones that are parthenocarpic, word of the day. Mm. That means it'll produce fruit without cross-pollination from bees. You don't need any bees around. So a lot of times they're grown in greenhouses. You can just grow them up a string trellis and prune off all the side leaders and just grow them straight up. And they'll just hang there and you can just pick them when they're 3 to 4 inches long. You don't have to peel them. They're delicious. We love those. If you have problems with pests and diseases, try a straw bale and grow them up there. I've had good success doing that and not having cucumber beetles and diseases really attacking them because they're elevated off the ground.
Long live the cuke. Here are some questions. This first one coming in from Anne, and Anne writes, we had what I would call a severe freeze maybe a few days ago. It went down to 20 overnight. Many of the tulip leaves did not look the same the next morning when it warmed up. And this is the third year that the tulips would have bloomed. And Anne wants to know if this is due to the freeze that occurred and any thoughts and advice you might have to maybe save their tulips.
Yeah, so it could be freeze damage. If it got down to 20, that's pretty cold and it's going to kill most things. So I would think that would be the first thing. However, the photo you sent, which was very good to send a photo, looks a lot like a disease called tulip fire. It's a botrytis fungus that will attack tulips, and it'll cause them to have that purple coloring and the curling that you see, and it's kind of rotting. It's caused by the botrytis fungus. It's in the soil, usually in soil that's not very well drained, or in soil where you're growing tulips year after year after year, so it builds up. So I would suggest if you're going to plant more tulips next year, plant in a different place and clean up this batch of tulips, whatever is left, the leaves and even the bulbs themselves, because the disease can be on the bulb itself, and get rid of those and start with a fresh batch of tulips next year.
So not freeze, but fire. Okay. This next question is from Beth, who wrote in to say, 2 years ago, we planted daffodils and more last year. The ones planted in the lawn come up, but they don't blossom. Any ideas?
Well, what happens, especially if they're in a lawn, is they're getting competition from the grasses. And so what will happen with a daffodil is that it'll grow well for a couple years, and then the competition with the grasses, especially if you're not fertilizing it, it's going to knock down its energy, and you'll see the leaves, but you won't get the flowers. The other possibility is that you have little babies that are attached to the mother bulb, and those start taking energy away from the mother bulb, so you can dig them up and see if that's the case. So the time to do that is once those leaves start yellowing in your lawn, dig them up, take a look at the bulb down there. If they have little bulblets around them, knock those all off and reset it either in the lawn or somewhere else. And then in the fall, that's when you want to fertilize. So take a picture in your lawn where they are in your lawn so you know where to fertilize them, and that will help them hopefully come back next year.
Excellent. If you've got questions, send them to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.